Hello, one and all, and welcome to Bart's Girlfriend, Season 6, Episode 7. Throwing over to Nick.
Do you have any girl comics like Bonnie Crane, Girl Attorney, Punkin and Duncan, the Twinkle Twins, her little knee socks?
Homer, we have a perfectly good bookcase.
Yeah, but this is what they're doing on campus. Besides, it isn't costing us. I swiped the cinder blocks from a construction site.
Sir, 6 cinder blocks are missing.
There'll be no hospital then. I'll tell the children.
Little knee sock. Honestly, I'm surprised someone hasn't made knockoff cartoons of those.
No kidding, eh? For some reason, little knee socks always stuck with me. And now I call my daughter that. I call her little knee socks.
That's cute.
She doesn't really wear knee socks. But yeah, it seems it's a fitting thing for a cute little girl. Yeah, Bart's Girlfriend, Season 6.
Bart's Girlfriend? Yeah.
Episode 7. This one is one of those ones that when I was looking through, before we started season 6, I was looking through it. I was like, you know, of all the episodes of season 6, this might be the one, aside from the clip show, this might be the one that I was looking forward to least. What do you think about that?
Out of all of them, I would say, yeah, I'm just giving it a quick scroll. And I'm like, scroll. Yeah, these are all really good.
Especially because we're coming off Treehouse 5.
Yeah, which was, perfect for us.
And speaking of Treehouse 5, you ended that with a little bit of Book of Mormon.
I tricked you.
What do you mean you tricked me?
I did Butters, something in my front pocket.
That's right, you did do something with my front pocket. I had more Book of Mormon stuck in my head because you were singing that last episode.
I regret not seeing that when it was in Toronto. I should have went and saw that.
We were supposed to go see it, and then we kind of got screwed over. So it sucked. But
I think I was never a huge fan of Grandpa versus Sexual Inadequacies.
What?
Yeah, I remember not liking it that much.
Even as a kid. I know it gets better as you get older and you kind of understand.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't watched it recently. You know, it's probably been like 8 years since I've watched it or longer. And yeah, I don't remember liking it that much. Now, mind you, if I had to choose between that episode and this episode, I'd still choose the grandpa over it. What I remember from this episode, Bart's Girlfriend, is just that she is a terrible person. Like, she's just terrible. And they play on that classic, like, you know, if you have strict parents,
yeah,
the kid is usually, you know, yeah, going to rebel. And I can definitely relate. In terms of like that, I definitely, one friend in my friend group, his dad was a teacher. So, really strict, you know, spelling bee type of environment. And like expected to get good grades and then went to the same like high school as where the dad taught, ended up rebelling pretty hard. So
with like some like drugs, with what are we talking about here?
Yeah, so like partying, I would say. Yeah, so like bottle, you know, like weed and alcohol to the extent where it's like probably excessive. And like the grades fell, didn't go to the same high school as us. We went to a different high school and he had to go to his dad's high school. I think he probably would have been better if he went with us. But yeah, there's a lot of bad influences when you're in high school. A lot of like if you seek out certain things, it's very easy to get involved with the wrong crowd for sure. I feel like if his parents were a little more like chill, like instead of rules are definitely like this has to be a balance though, right? It can't just be all work.
Yeah. You gotta find the right balance too, and the right people and stuff in your life here. And the way Reverend Lovejoy deals with it in this episode is pretty much the worst thing you can possibly do. In a variety of ways, just ignoring the problem at hand here. But this has got Meryl, like, it's crazy that this is Meryl Streep doing the voice of Jessica here.
And I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, she was really cool, really chill. She does a very good job here she doesn't sound like Meryl Streep at all. She really does sound like she's like a 10-year-old girl here. It doesn't sound like an adult doing this voice in the slightest. She killed it. But if you have to pick, I put a poll up on Simpsons_EBE just before we started recording this episode. It'll still be out by the time this comes out. as well, so you can vote on it. Who has the best voice of a new? I know Jessica's, you know, she's not new. She's been, it's her first appearance, but like, you know, she's Lovejoy's daughter. But who is the best guest voice for one of the new girls in Springfield? Is it Meryl Streep with Jessica? Is it Winona Ryder with Allison? Or is it Lisa Kudrow with Alex? What do you think?
I'd probably go with Winona, yeah.
That's leading right now in the early in the early lead right now with half the votes is Winona Ryder.
Not too surprised. Allison. Yeah,
yeah, she's a great really job. Good job making you feel, a combination with some great writing too, making you feel really sympathetic for what that character was going through. Not just in comparison to Lisa, but like just overall that you really felt for her. Lisa Kudrow did a pretty good job as the, you know, stuck up popular, older than she is Alex. And Meryl Streep here, I think she does a really good job of obviously portraying somebody who's much, much younger than herself, as well as you can hear she's got a very sweet voice, but she does a good job of being sweet, but also you can tell has that evil side, as you've been alluding to, or I guess talking about straight up at the same time. So this is the only appearance of Jessica, like in a real storyline. What would you bring her back for? Like, would you do it like a flash forward episode?
I always thought that like her and Nelson, like she could date Nelson briefly, cause a lot of havoc, like, you know?
Yeah, maybe, and maybe just to get under Lovejoy's skin, Reverend Lovejoy's skin, because that would obviously piss him off. I think if I were to bring Jessica back, it would be like one of those storylines where they flash forward into the future and Bart keeps getting framed for things. And obviously it's not him, but somebody is doing something to frame him. And it's Jessica trying to pull him back in to that world. As she eventually says it's her and says, you know, Bart, this is what you were meant to do. Basically join me type of thing. And you see him playing on that, you know, is she true? Is she right? Do I go down this path? Like what path is he going to go down? What do you think of that one?
I think that could work too. I always do like a good flash forward. So
yes, when done right, the flash forwards are very, very good. Like when Lisa meets Hugh, I'm really looking forward to that episode. It's one of my all time favorites, but based off of just what you, cause I don't remember a whole chunk about this episode. I remember like Mark going down the hill on the skateboard and like, oh no, there goes the glue after all. And the ending, but not much else kind of in between or the overall story of Jessica. So I'm going to have to go into this episode pretty low. Cause I remember not being a huge fan of it as a kid. I could be totally wrong, but I remember it as being not that funny. Cause I don't remember what the B plot is here. I just remember Bart and Jessica. So I'm going to go in with my, not counting the clip show, my lowest ranking of the season at a 7.5. What about yourself?
Wow. 7.5. I was going to go in with 8.2. Yeah. I think it has a good lesson as well. Lesson of the episode being like, you shouldn't change yourself for someone else. Just because you might be like physically attracted to someone, right? If you're not emotionally compatible, you know, it's not worth it.
That is a good point, because I do remember watching this episode, you know, we're around like 9, 10 years old, around Bart's age, thinking like, what is Bart doing here? Bart is just, he's not being himself. He's lying about the things that he likes and he's doing something to the extreme and thinking that's silly. But then as you get older and you get to be a teen, early 20s and stuff like that, and you do some of those things for somebody that you like physically, but you're basically compromising your own values, right? So that's a kind of a good lesson is, you know, be yourself. Don't give in to somebody that you're attracted to and completely change your personality, because it's going, nothing good is going to ever come of that, right?
No, this is not worth it in the long run. But these are, you know, this is stuff that people, you know, as you date, you learn what you like, what you don't. Bart hasn't really dated at all. You know, he's had a crush on his babysitter, you know? But yeah, this is, him kind of figuring out what he wants out of a relationship, but you know, he's a kid, right? So
yeah, this is the first kind of dating that we see. We get more storylines later on, both in the present and in flash forwards. But aside from Bart having a crush on Laura and Lisa having a crush on Mr. Bergstrom, this is kind of the first dating episode when it comes to the actual, well, Bart and Lisa anyways. You know, Milhouse has Samantha, who I quoted off the top.
So
it's a good lesson, and it really does reflect well on your first kind of, I know Bart's really young here. Most people don't have something like this until they're in their teens at least. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it is a pretty good reflection of what does happen in life. It's a good point, but I can't remember that many.
That's fair.
Things or if yeah. the overall, like I remember them doing their montage of when they turn bad and like the, I think it's like the Pulp Fiction song. The,
right.
You know what I'm talking about? It's playing in the background mm-hmm. and they're loitering. But other than that, I don't really remember a whole heck of a lot about, and I'm trying to rack my brain as to what the hell the other plot is, what is going along in this episode, and I can't think of it. I don't know why I can't think of it. Maybe it's just, maybe this episode really isn't that good. That's the whole point of having this. We're going to find out. I'm going with a 7.5. Shane's going with an 8.2. We're going to dive into Bart's girlfriend right after a word from our tasty, delicious sponsor.
Donuts, Simpsons, Simpsons donuts. It just goes hand in hand.
Yeah, you know what, Shane? It really does. And for the best donuts in the world, you got to check out Crave Donuts. They've got locations in Oshawa and Whitby, Ontario. And these Simpsons-loving donut bakers, they're creating some of the most delicious treats imaginable. They've got a year-round menu with the likes of a Cosmic Brownie Donut, a Churro Cruller. They've even got the Simpsons-inspired Pink Vanilla Sprinkle.
Yeah, and there's a rotating menu inspired by each season. In the fall, they've got apple pie, pumpkin spice cheesecake.
Doesn't that sound delicious? That sounds absolutely amazing. To top it all off, there's weekly specials. They've got some surprises each and every week, so keep an eye on that. Open Wednesday through Sunday. Check out their website, cravedonuts.com, as well as their Instagram for all the details. Trust us. If you're in the GTA, go hit up Crave, because you're going to end up with a belly full of goodness. It's probably going to cause you to make some sounds. Sound a little like this.
Donuts.
All right, here we go, Bart's girlfriend. Let's see if this one is better than I remember, because we got a couple of clips when we were fiddling around with some audio stuff, and yeah, it might not be, I think this might be an A. I give it a B. I will not send lard through the mail is an interesting chalk egg, too. November 6th, Shane, 1994. This is when this one came out. What? 2 days prior. What crappy...
1994.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm assuming crappy video game-based movie came out 2 days prior. It's not the Mario Brothers movie.
It's not E.T.?
No. Way after E.T. It's based on for a NES game that I had no idea this movie existed. I'm just assuming it's...
What is it?
Double Dragon.
Oh, I never watched that.
No, never even heard of it. It shall be so. Keep your eyes peeled. This is kind of weird. Like, this is 1994. And
I probably would have thought it was Camp Krusty by the opening.
It looks kind of like it, but you got Milhouse. You got, like, the kids playing cowboys, and as Milhouse says, originally Indians, and then changes it to Native Americans. There's no way anybody after, like, 1952 played this game, like Milhouse says. Dumbest game of all time, Jax.
I never played Jax.
It just looks dumb.
That's not fair, Nelson. They didn't have the Killmatic 3000 back then. Hey,
did you ever play with cap guns?
Not cap guns, but I had big Nerf guns similar to the thing Nelson's using here.
I think I had a couple of Nerf guns. I actually recently bought a couple Nerf guns just to shoot at people.
Powerful fun. Powerful fun, especially if you are in an area where you know you're not going to lose the balls or the darts, whatever they are.
True. Man, was that Nelson's dad?
No, that was. Yeah, that's Nelson's dad. And then capture him on the horse. I forgot about that. But yeah, Nelson's dad gets him with a dog leash.
Yeah. You just answered your own question with that commode, Mouse.
Besides, you kids need to learn morals and decency and how to love your... I think it's one of only two times you see Nelson's dad, the other being when he's the football coach and Bart Starr. Was this you? Because you went to church, right? Basically the same.
I never played with troll dolls, but yeah, I was not. I was just probably thinking about muffins the whole time.
Muffins specifically?
Yeah, because I mentioned this before, but you get muffins after the service.
I thought you got, really? Yours? Oh, okay.
Yeah, we would get, and I would always hope it was chocolate or carrot muffins. But halfway through Mass, they take all the kids and they put them in Sunday school. So, like, yeah.
Sounds like a treat.
I don't miss it.
I'm telling you. Yes. Shut up. I know what I'm doing. I hate to see and everything in it. Oh, I forgot about that Captain McAllister moment.
It's a great line.
Yeah, he's always inept. Never know, seems to know what he's doing. Why is it? What is like the sea? They made it look like it was like 8 o'clock at night and the boat's coming in.
It did. It didn't make sense to the time of day at all. It was literally a cutaway. Yeah.
I don't think that joke was in the syndicated rerun.
Oh, really? It's a good joke.
Yeah, that's really good. It's my lead runner for best joke of the episode. Oh, the rejection one. Yeah. We've all been through it.
Oh, yeah. Not everyone's going to like you. This is what it is. My overbite? The fact that I've worn the same clothes
day in, day out for the last 4 years? No. Nice meta reference.
It's a nice self-hit, yeah.
That is good.
She's a sweet, kind, reverend's daughter, and you're the devil's cabana boy.
Yeah, this is what Shane and I were talking about at the beginning. Don't. That sign gag of the Sunday school established in 180, that's really good. Bart Simpson? Yes, ma'am. Don't compromise your values because you're
trying to like, oh, what are they into? Oh, they like that TV show? I'm gonna watch that. Or they like that music? I'm gonna listen to that. Like, eh.
So when I first started dating my wife and she wanted me to watch Friends and I was like, ah, I'll give it a try. And I was like, ah, that's a good
mess. Compromise is important for sure.
Compromise is, but yeah. It's lying is, right, if you lie,
indeed.
Yeah, you ain't gonna have fun. Finally learning something we can use. Yeah, so true. You remember anything from Sunday school? Anything useful?
Yeah. Sunday school, we didn't have chairs, though. We just sat on the floor.
Oh, yeah, you were at the peasant church.
Okay, class, we have a
special treat today for Passover. But you don't actually remember anything, though, from it, right?
I don't really remember much from Sunday school besides this regular... This regurgitate... What you would already learn in regular mass.
Nice, just drill it into your brain.
Yeah, they definitely drilled in there, for sure. Make it up to him.
Later. You know, I was considering staying after school and helping teach.
I was still just thinking about muffins at this point.
Oh, yeah.
My fat butt was thinking about, can I get more than two muffins?
More than two, oh, yeah.
Well, the rule was one, but yeah, I would always take two.
Your church had interesting values there. We'll skimp on the chairs. We'll go heavy on the muffins.
Yeah, you got to buy that, you know, the muffin mix.
This is so random. The Scotch-toberfest. As if Skinner put this on knowing Bart was going to do this at this very time.
Yeah, I remember when our coworker wore this. He wore this to the... Oh, God. That's a good gag.
It is.
This episode's not bad so far.
It's not bad. Good story. Better story than I remember so far. Congratulations, Simpson. You just fell for our sting. Who are these FBI guys who Skinner have hired? Who the hell are they?
Yeah, like the budget can...
You used
this
me.
Oh man, I'm a sucker for Willy gags.
Willy might steal this episode. Is there even a B plot to this episode? Is it just Jessica and Bart?
I don't remember the B plot. I'll be honest.
They're at seven. It's late. I always hated this part. I don't know why, but I think it's just, even as a kid, it's like, this is just filler.
Yeah, and then Spider-Man 3 stole it.
Yeah, that's right. That was the best part of Spider-Man 3.
Online, one of my favorite things is the no music version, where it's all just sound effects.
Yeah. I didn't get this as when I was a kid, too. I was like, what is Homer doing? Cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Yes, we have no bananas.
Sweet Homer, our son is growing up, isn't he?
No, it's not that. Didn't you hear? They have no bananas. They have no bananas.
I still don't find this funny. I don't.
No, it's not funny to me. Honestly, when he was talking about bananas there, did you ever watch Banana in Pajamas?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's where my mind goes.
Mine goes to banana bread. I make a hell of a banana bread.
Do you put, like, walnuts in your banana bread or no?
No, sometimes I'll do chocolate chips.
Yeah, chocolate chips or just plain banana bread. Great. But what you don't know could fill a warehouse. Speaking of which, the Olympics are coming up. Did you know that breakdancing is in this summer's Olympics?
In 2024, breakdancing is an Olympic sport?
Yep.
You know what? A lot of people get surprised when they add new sports, but none of them, I don't know, other loser sports like
hockey. Trying to jazz it up.
Shot put and stuff. That's not a sport. Don't you ever come near my daughter again. Never have I heard such gratuitous use of the word butt.
Yeah,
Etika's little sweater vest too. They did a really nice job trying to. The Bart really is trying here to make himself look nice and presentable. Like I didn't know who Meryl Streep was at this point when I probably first saw it. But even listening to Jessica's voice, that does not sound like Meryl Streep. It sounds like a 10-year-old kid.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, Nancy Cartwright said she was really fun to work with. It was just basically them riffing in the studio. Oh, poor Sarah Plantal. See, this is what I was talking about, yeah, off the bat with the Pulp Fiction kind of.
True. Yeah. This is a callback for sure, reference. Yeah.
Yeah. Eating ice cream in front
I've always wanted to do people. That. There's a lot of gyms with open windows on street level.
Yeah.
You get pizza.
I did too as a kid. I don't know if I could do it now. It's too cruel. Poor people are just trying to get in shape. And
yeah, they're just in there working on themselves, you know, trying to have a good time. Just have a good time. Gym should not have open windows on street level.
No. No way would a minister's daughter go out with you. Oh, yeah, I'll prove
it. Hey, Jessica. Yes? Am I supposed to know you? Jessica, we just...
Nelson just hammered.
Yeah, that's a good timing punch. The sound effect's great, too.
I love when Nelson punches Bart for no reason. Like, remember when he was working on Itchy? That's for taking credit for other people's work. If it's secret, it's even more exciting. I guess. Hey, you want to go skateboarding? This is almost kind of like the relationship that Michael and Jan have in the office. Just
a second. Yeah. He should already bail out now. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Now I have the energy to do anything. Yeah, he's dead. Yeah, a peck on the cheek won't kill.
No, when you're like literally winded from getting sucker punched in the gut.
This is definitely the part that I remember most of this episode is the skateboard scene here.
Yeah. But it's not like she doesn't go as well.
True, but she just, I guess, can see what Bart... Wait, how the hell does she get through all this? Yeah,
like Bart gets I don't think they show her going through all these hazards.
No, they don't. So he beats the oil. He beats the ball bearings somehow. I say that line all the time. All the time. Probably once. Nah, that glue ain't going nowhere. At least once a week. And a little pebble takes him down.
Whenever you... Oh, gosh. I love it. And the bubble after this is great.
Yeah, the sound effects are really good here too. Again, sound effects killing it. Fun, huh? Yeah, the bubble scene, that's really good.
Honestly, this episode's not bad. But there seems to be no B plot.
No, it's just this. New glasses? No, it looks like something might be disturbing him. Probably misses his old glasses. I guess we could get more involved in Bart's activities, but then I'd be afraid of smothering him. Yeah, and then we'd get the chair. That's not what I meant. It was, Marge, admit it.
That's an interesting banter.
Yeah, a lot of people like that. I love the new glasses part, but when it comes to the smothering, it just doesn't seem right. Like, Homer's never wanted to literally kill Bart, but there he's saying he is. Yeah, I never liked that dialogue.
What an a-hole.
Yeah, that's pretty grease. The wee turtles. Yeah, Willie steals this episode.
There's no way that door was locked. Okay, I think I remember why I like this.
Yeah, that's
I'm top. A huge sucker for anything Willy.
Yeah.
Like the door was clearly not even locked. He just kicked that sucker down.
And then gets attacked too fast for the Wee Turtles. Or too slow for the Wee Turtles. She's bound to settle down and start treating me right. That's sad logic, but so many people had that train of thought that Bart is thinking.
And oh, yeah. So many people. Too. Do you have Go Dog Go? That's a juvenile. This is young adult. Well read and just a little wild.
Ooh, if only someone could tame him. And he's never mentioned again.
No. But he looks an awful lot like that that guy that she kept calling on the...
Corey, yeah, he doesn't.
Yeah, like it looks Corey. A lot like Corey.
Maybe that's why she likes him so much. Oh, this mon, yeah, the montage here is pretty good.
Yes, you do
wait
like
a minute, misdirections. Wait a minute. Go back for a sec. Look at where Bart's. Bart starts in April, right? Okay, so look at this. I've never noticed this before. So he goes. Here comes the montage. He's starting in April. Look where he crosses off. What's the date? 31st. Look at May.
Mm. Oh, okay.
May has no 31st. They got the dates wrong for April and May.
Yep.
It says April 31st and only May only goes to 30. But there, when Bart's looking
back. Continuity the error.
Yeah, look at that. Oops, somebody got fired for that blunder. Time for church, Bart. I bet your little friend Jessica will be there. Yeah, it's a good misdirect. Evil women in history from Jezebel to Janet Reno. Oh, this is another good misdirect.
Yeah, so pretty good. Police. She's already drawing me to her with her beautiful siren song. That's good.
This is Flanders.
Oh shit.
Okay, that's my time.
Stupid sexy Flanders.
Then Willy with the Wee Turtles has gotta be tied for the best. But then see the thing is it has nothing I guess, you know, some of our jokes don't really have to do with favorite jokes, don't have to do with the main part of the episode. Like you and our buddy Greg picked the Matlock Expressway in Sideshow Bob Roberts.
Right, true. This always, even as a young kid, it always felt weird.
Get the collection plate?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right about everything, Bart. Yeah, give. How does nobody see this?
Oh, it would be so obvious. Yeah. And there's literally people waiting for the basket at the end of the pew.
Yeah,
so they would have seen the whole thing.
They don't want to lose out on that sweet money. I think this is the most we get a Helen Lovejoy up in.
Yeah, she never gets a lot of screen time at all.
No. Random grandpa line that doesn't really land. Some interesting references here that don't really land in this episode, or dialogue that's kind of like a little off.
I do like Moe's line there.
Yeah.
Good job, Homer.
I thought that happened in the third act, like them in the church, but apparently not. End of the second. I didn't take it. Why, you little?
How can you look me in the eye and lie like that? Homer, stop that. To be fair, like, where would he have hid the money?
Yeah, where was it? That's what he wore to church. That's a good point. I never really thought about that. Like, okay, does he have any in his pockets? No. Well, that kind of solves that.
Yeah, pretty much. He would have to have an accomplice then, and who was he sitting beside, you know? So.
Huh. The guy yelling in the
car. That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Did you ever have those, what was it? It was like three sticks that you'd play with.
The balancing sticks?
Yes, there you go, yes.
No, I don't think you didn't.
I didn't have them. I knew someone on my street that had them.
No, you didn't. We don't live in the 1880s.
This is fair. Nobody had. We didn't play with a wheel and a stick?
Yeah, the stick hoop. I think I've said this on this series, in this podcast before, that I had neighbors that would play chase the garbage bag. it'd be a windy day, and I had like a, it was slightly downhill on my street. They'd huck the garbage bag in the air and just chase it down the street. It's good old fashioned.
That's good old fashioned pun right there.
We totally talked over the conversation between Bart and Jessica, and that's
because it was more of the same.
I forgot about Bart and Jasper. There he comes up. Where does Jasper come from? But yeah, it really was more of the same. It was pretty.
This episode has a lot of like out of nowhere gags.
Really, yeah, really a lot of out of nowhere. Mr. X. Fruit Loops for breakfast. I like how in the captioning too, they got the Fruit Loops correct because you can't call it fruit. It's spelled Froot.
Those poor captioners. Oh my god.
Another Hannibal Lecter reference. We got it. Burns and Marge versus the monorail doing that. I know most of you have already judged my brother guilty without any proof. But doesn't the Bible teach us, judge not lest ye be judged, Reverend? I think it may be somewhere towards the back. There is someone among us with a guilty conscience. After much soul searching, I decided it would be wrong of me to name names. But I urge that guilty person here, under the eyes of God. Lisa does usually have pretty good passionate speeches. This isn't a bad one.
Yeah, she's always been great at public speaking. I smelled some marijuana smoke in Vietnam. The one that canceled Star
Trek. I left my Porsche keys inside Mrs. Glick. I don't remember this. I don't think that was in the syndication run either. Because I don't remember that grandpa line about how he... Like, that was...
Cancel Star line. Trek, yeah.
I don't get that. It doesn't really land.
Collection money. Oh yeah, smells like church. I guess.
Okay, that might be the best line of the episode. Oh yeah, smells like church.
It does have a distinct smell.
Church money, or church in general?
What's
church
yeah, for like? Sure.
Describe church for me. What's church smell like? I've never been to one. For like a sermon or anything. Kind
of dingy, I'll be honest.
Like a little bit of basement.
A little bit more like an older person's home, but with an air freshener.
A little bit like motel room. Yeah, see,
something like that.
Yeah. If you're like Reverend Lovejoy as a parent and you're ignoring the cry for help, literal, she says cry for help, then you're a horrible parent. Don't do that.
Yeah, he's a bad father.
Really bad.
Experience, I really learned a lot. I'm a little wiser and a little less naive.
Well, I learned that I can make men do whatever I want.
Well, don't you see, Jessica, then you really haven't learned.
Yeah,
would you mind discovering these steps for me?
Will I?
Hey, Jessica.
Coming.
Oh, it's the kid from the book.
Okay. Yeah. Good callback.
Yeah.
It's amazing what some guys will do for a pretty face. Not me, though.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons why I didn't like this episode as a kid is I didn't like the ending. They were going for that. That was the thing, is that nobody right. really learns a lesson here. Like Bart says he does, but he doesn't, and Jessica clearly doesn't.
But you, the viewer, learned something.
Sure, me, the viewer, learned something, but I think that's why I didn't like this episode. Growing up is because nothing really happens, and you want like Bart to end up getting, after what he goes through, you want him to come out on top, but he doesn't really in this episode. He gets
he should have given that tall girl a chance.
Sometimes the non-ending or the bad ending is better. You know, if you give people the happy ending every single time or something like that, then
fair,
you know, you're gonna,
that's also why you don't like again. Marge may not be proud.
That's true.
Yeah, there's a certain type of episode that you just like.
Or dislike, yeah.
Yeah, dislike,
I guess
yeah.
So. That is true. That is true. That's a good point, yeah. I still think I'm going to stick with a 7.5 for this episode. I think it's right there. I think the story is decent. It does teach the viewer a good lesson. There are some decent overall gags. A lot of random, like, flyby, really, really quick stuff.
Yeah, a lot of random gags.
Mr. X, a lot of randoms. I'm still, You know, even after watching that in with the it's not foresight, but I guess all the knowledge I have about this episode, you know, it was okay. It was just okay. I don't think it's an A. I don't think it's into A territory. I think it's a solid B episode, and that's about it. Even as good a job as Meryl Streep does, and with those little cutaway gags and stuff that we, not cutaways, but those short gags that we talked about, I still think it's only a 7.5. What about you?
I'm going to knock it down, but I'm going to keep it at an 8. So I think it's like an A minus or whatever. Yeah.
So you put this on the same level. We're not too far away from Sideshow Bob Roberts. Is it the same? Because you gave Sideshow Bob Roberts an 8 as well.
Yeah, I didn't like Sideshow Bob Roberts too much either, but it's a good episode, you know?
So it's right on that level.
It's not great. It's good.
Yeah, it's just solid. I think that's it. This is a good word for it. It's solid. Best gag, I have to go with Willie in the weed. Willie is only on screen, what would you say?
30 seconds? His gags, yeah, maybe 30. Yeah.
30 seconds total between the Scotchtoberfest and the Wee Turtles.
Yeah.
But those might be the two best things about this episode. And the Wee Turtles, the visual of it is just fantastic too.
Yeah.
Like you said, him kicking down the unlocked door.
for no reason.
For no reason. It adds to it. Moe's Line of Smells Like Church is also really good. Same with Jasper coming on the side and, you know, just thief. He comes out of nowhere. But I'm going with Willie. What are you going with?
I'm going with Willie. Which one though?
Yeah, are you going with Use Me Skinner or Willie with the Wee Turtles? You can go tie. We've done that before. You can do it.
No, you know what? I think I preferred.
Oh, you're contemplating this heavy.
I am. You know, like I'm also remembering Captain, right? His lighthouse gag was actually, I had forgotten about that completely. In this episode,
I swear it's not in the syndication run, so I don't think
it was common. Good though. They should have kept it.
It was very good.
I'm gonna go with You Used Me Skinner.
Yeah, they should have kept that in and got rid of Homer's stupid scene.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, that would have been
much better. You know what? Speaking of singing, that gag was oh my god, Ned singing like beautifully. That was, I like that gag too. That was good.
Those things get. They were really good and may have bumped the episode up to close to an 8. But the two things with Homer, him singing outside the bathroom and then his whole get the chair line, which a lot of people find funny, but I don't. I think that took away the bump that those gags would have given it, even it back down to the 7.5 for me. I really.
Fair, 7.5 isn't bad.
No, it's not bad, but it's not great. Not like great, not into the A territory. Next episode, though, we're getting into A territory. Lisa on Ice, one of the best episodes of season 6. It's going to be a 10 for me, I already know. But there is one thing in that episode that always, I won't say what it is yet. And if you're a hockey fan, though, you probably know what it is. It's the hockey element. It's not the actual episode. It's a hockey thing that always pissed me off and still pisses me off to this day. And pissed, I believe, Mike Scully off. It's Mike Reese or Mike Scully. You have to look that up again. Because they're a hockey fan and they watched it back like, oh, crap, how did I get that wrong? So we'll dive in. We might have a very cool guest, too, for Lisa on Ice. We might have somebody in the hockey world joining us for that
one. Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky himself. Join him. No, it's not Wayne Gretzky. But tune in and see who that might be. But, you know, you don't have to keep, we won't keep you in suspense for the best part of every single episode. That's when Shane does plug time. So take it away, Shane.
Follow us on Twitter, Simpsons_EB. That's the best way to get in contact with us, be mentioned on the show, keep up with all of our updates. And also, there's a couple links in the description. One is Crave Donuts. They're delicious. They're our sponsor. They sponsor the show. I just picked up an assorted dozen last week. Delicious. Still think that the bacon one is still my favorite, I think.
That's up there, the maple bacon.
Yeah. Pretty awesome. That's still, like, I think my favorite. But honestly, like, I haven't run across a bad donut, right? They're all delicious in their own way. So definitely check them out. They have location in Whitby as well as Oshawa. So if you're in the GTA area, definitely check them out. Their Oshawa location plays the Simpsons all day long, which is really cool. The owners are huge Simpsons fans, hence why they sponsored us. But please check them out. They're delicious, huge portions. I recommend getting, if it's your first time going, get at least a dozen assorted so you can try them all. Share them with your friends. Share them with your coworkers. Delicious. Also, if you're on your phone, if you could go on Spotify and then go to our page on Spotify and follow us and rate us, we'd appreciate it. And that's pretty much it. If you want to donate some money to the show, you can click Buy Me a Coffee, donate whatever money you want to the show, and we'll use it for the show. Thanks for listening.
Well said every time. He's such a pro. If you were to put you on a scale on the professional level, you'd be right up there with like
George Costanza.
Chris Rock.
He's
professional. He knows what he's doing. You know what you're doing too. Well done, Shane. Well done. My challenge for you to end this episode, and you're not gonna psych me out this time, because you kept saying to me after last week you're gonna do Book of Mormon, and then I forgot you ended up doing Butter's Nickel in the Pocket or something, Reach Into My Pocket, whatever the hell he said.
Yeah.
For this one, give me a song that you would have played if you were Bart in this episode and you had been kind of turned down at first by Jessica, and like a rejection song. You're feeling really down.
Oh, like kind of mopey. Yeah. You want to feel mopey. Sad. Like, oh, you want to feel sad song. Okay.
Yes. You want the emotion to come out. Give me your best. What you would, if the listener is sitting there thinking, okay, I'm picturing Shane sitting on a bed, eating a pint of ice cream, watching his, you know, favorite Simpsons episode to try and feel better, slow stream of tear coming out of the right eye or left. If that's
I do preference. Have a couple songs like this on my playlist, so I can definitely, I'll throw it on.
Okay. Well, here we go. We'll count it down. In 5, 4, 3, 2, here comes Shane's heartache song of the evening or day, if you're listening to this in the day. We'll catch you next week.